Pardon? All right, good morning, everybody. Thank you for having me in the morning, Kollel. I'm very inspired that such a program exists. I didn't know it was so official, so I'm very proud of you and inspired by you. Most of you in the room are much younger than I was when I started trying to wake up a little bit earlier in the morning to learn. So it's a lesson that it took me a long time, and I'm inspired by seeing many who've learned that lesson. Some of us, depending on how much time your minion has, or if you've already said Karbano, some of us will be saying the Akedah shortly. Shulchan Aruch cites a practice to say the Akedah every day. If you don't say the Akedah every day, you'll at least say it as part of your Shnai Mikra. And if you're a little behind on Shnai Mikra, you'll at least hear it in shul on Shabbos, Bezus Hashem. The Akedah is very, very long. And the part of the Akedah that is the most important part is presumably Avram taking Yitzchak up to as a karban, and then being told not to bring Yitzchak. And the Akedah could have ended right there. But there's so many extra psukim. And even when we think about how we remember the Akedah, we don't remember the Akedah by anything that happened during the actual moments of the Akedah. We remember the Akedah afterwards, the aisle, the ram that Avram finds afterwards. So the phrase that I wanted to highlight to us is Vihine Ayel. He looked, right? Vayisa Avram Meinav Vayar Vihine Ayel. He sees a ram. Achar, kind of afterwards, or further in the distance, Nechaz Besvach Bekarnav. It is kind of entangled with its horns in the thicket. So we're all familiar with the ram. We're all familiar with the fact that we blow a shofar. But the Gemara in the Yerushalmi, I think it's in Maseches Tainus. I could double check if anyone wants the source. But it tells us that Avraham Avinu actually watched this ram for a long time. Kol oso hayom, this is the language of the Yerushalmi. Kol oso hayom haya Avraham ora esa ayel. All day long. All throughout Avraham going through the motions of the Akedah, he noticed this ayel. Nechaz be'ilan zeh v'nitor v'yotze. First, this ayel got stuck in an ilan, got stuck in some type of tree, but it was able to move forward, it was able to wiggle its way out, and it went out. Okay. Nechaz b'choresh zeh b'nit riyotze. Then it got stuck in a forest, and it again struggled through and was able to get out. Nechaz b'svach zeh, then it got caught in this thicket, b'nit riyotze, and it was able to get out. That's the aisle that Avram chooses. That's the aisle that Avram chooses, and that's the way that we end up remembering the Akedah, is through the aisle. What's pshat in this Yerushalmi? So there are many interpretations that we could have, but perhaps what Avram saw in the aisle was he saw the struggle. He saw the fact that the ram keeps pushing forward. No matter what kind of entangles the ram, he keeps going forward and he keeps breaking loose. And perhaps what Avram sees is his own struggle. It could not have been easy what he did to rise to the occasion of the Akedah, the inner struggle, how this was his ben, this was his son that he was waiting for. And yet Hashem says there was a struggle. And through the physical struggle of the aisle, Avram saw the inner struggle and saw that perhaps that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from him. He doesn't want him to shecht his son. He wants him to see this aisle. He wants him to then bring the aisle as a carbon. He wants to use the struggle as Avodas Hashem. And that in our Avodas Hashem, we sometimes, it's easy to be an Eved Hashem when things are smooth. It's harder when we struggle. Particularly being inspired by people who get up early in the morning, take a few minutes, an hour, whatever the time is to come, there's a struggle there. The way we grow as that Ovde Hashem is through the struggle, is through the trying. They tell a story about, every generation has an individual who inspires them for Torah. The individual who probably inspires our generation, who just passed away in the previous generation, was Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel. Rav Nosson Tzvi, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir in Yerushalayim, when he took the job of Rosh Yeshiva, he was already stricken with Parkinson's, and it only got worse. And he used to give a certain shiur, and sometimes he put in so much physical effort to come to that shiur, and then he would start giving the shiur, and he couldn't make it through the shiur. And when he couldn't make it through the shiur, he would say like, I tried, and then they would stop the shiur, and the boys would go back to their regular day. One time he pushed through. He comes to the shiur and he he couldn't even speak. He motioned for a piece of paper, and on the piece of paper, he wrote, Nisiti. I tried, but I can't. And people who have, at least one person who attended the shiur, who told over the story, says the shiurim where he gave half the shiur, that was more powerful sometimes than when he was able to give the complete shiur. Because he showed us that we need to try our best, and sometimes we cannot go forward. The Avodas Hashem is about to struggle, and that's maybe why we remember the Akedah, and we even have these psukim as part of the daily Akedah, which we may say, or as part of the Akedah that we'll read on Shabbos, that we hear about this afterwards. Vayisa, he lifted his eyes, and he saw the struggle. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, and thank you so much for having me here, and you should continue to have Hatzlacha in your struggle against sleep, and continuing to make our yeshiva so bread. A good day.